I want to wish everybody a very happy new year. So the epistle for the circumcision of our Lord is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and the coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Please be seated. Redeem the time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On yesterday's Mass, we talked about, you know, how our Lord came into this world to redeem all of us and to reconcile and bring everything to himself. And that we stressed the fact of that the peace of Christmas comes through his bloodshed on the cross. Certainly, we see with this feast day today is the first time that our Lord will shed his blood for us. Dom Guéranger, in his liturgical year, says something very interesting. He said, "The drops that were shed today would have been enough to satisfy the justice of the Eternal Father, but not to cure man's miseries, and the babe's heart would not be satisfied to leave us uncured." So it's interesting to see how he notes the fact of the drops of blood that our Lord shed today would have been enough for the justice of God, but yet we see that our Lord went even further than that by shedding all of his blood for us. And through that shedding of his blood, it gave us the chance to be cured from our miseries. So it's an interesting point for us to think about how much our Lord loved us. You know, that's something that we focus on in the Christmas season, certainly. And we go back to the fact of the famous quote from the Gospel of St. John, "God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son." So very clearly we see that love that he has for us. And that was illustrated by him shedding all of his blood. And so in today's Mass, yes, we look at the fact of our Lord shedding his blood for the very first time. And that shedding of that blood gives us the understanding, the idea that it would have been sufficient, yes, for the justice of his Father, but yet not curing us. And so that's what we have to try to do now. We have to try to, in a sense, to cure our miseries that we have. And so that's why we look at the words of St. Paul when he says, "Redeem the time." I even mentioned it again yesterday and last night, just from the idea of take advantage of the time that you have. Redeeming the time that is given to us. So that's where, I mean, obviously all things that are earthly will pass away. And so we live our lives on earth for eternity, to get to eternity. I think that's something that we have to reflect upon often. And that is why the gift of final perseverance is so important for us. It is a gift from God. It's a grace from God. Certainly none of us are owed that gift. But God gives it to us. He rewards us. We can say in a large sense, because we've lived a good life, we have tried. We've tried to live our life pleasing to Almighty God. And so therefore, then, that is why then he will reward us with that gift of final perseverance. And so all that means for us, that idea and that sense, is we make it to the very end. Because obviously we hear about the death agony, the soul, how it goes through that at the end of their life. I mean, how the devil will try to grasp and try to, you know, bring a soul down. And so therefore, that is why the church gives to her children extreme unction as a means to try to help them. But it's a reflection on our life. How have we lived our life? That's why we can go back to the quote of St. Augustine who says, you know, as you live your life, so you will die. And so if we live our life outside of the graces of God, we always think we have time, we'll take care of it later on. That's a dangerous path for us. That is why we have that famous quote of St. Francis de Sales. He said, "We're walking in this world between paradise and hell, and that your last step will place you in an eternal dwelling, and that to make the last step well, you must try to make all the others well." So again, a good reflection for us on this first day of a calendar year. In order to make that last step that will bring us to heaven, we must try to make all the other steps well during our lives. Certainly we're human, we will have our falls. But how do we handle those falls? How do we handle when we do lose the grace of God, say, God forbid? How do we handle that? Do we go to confession immediately? Do we try to get back in the graces of God? Or do we just spend our time, you know, I'll take care of it at some point? I mean, is there a sense of urgency for us if we do lose God's grace? Or is it for us, as I say, I'll get to it when I get to it? I mean, that is why even with, say, the plenary indulgence for us, I mean, hopefully everyone will try to take advantage of that opportunity. Whether you plan for it beforehand, knowing that you can gain that, or then afterward, okay, well then try to take advantage of the confessional times in order to gain that plenary indulgence. Because what does that mean for us? A plenary indulgence, if we gain a complete plenary indulgence, means complete remission of all our sins and all of the punishment that is due to them. So in a sense, everything is wiped clean. Granted, if we gain the complete plenary indulgence. And again, that depends on our dispositions. Do we want to gain that? Do we, you know, prepare ourselves well for that? But God gives us that opportunity. He gave it to us last night on the 31st to gain a plenary indulgence, and then also on the first today. So granted, for some souls, they could try to gain a plenary indulgence both nights. I mean, it's important for us to recognize these things for us, of how important it is for our soul and to go forward. When you show God, I'm trying to do whatever I can every day. Well, as I say, well then, therefore, God will maybe grant you the gift of final perseverance. But as I say, it's a gift from God. It's a grace from God. None of us are owed that. We can say that it can be a reward for how we try to live our lives pleasing to God. That God will grant us that at the end of our life. One of the things for St. Augustine, as I mentioned to you, how he said, you know, as you live your life, so you will die. One of the things that he struggled with in his life were obviously his former life, the vices that he had. And even in a large way, it kept him from converting because of that for a while. But then again, he received the grace of God, of reading sacred scripture and realizing that. And then we see with St. Augustine, he becomes a saint, he becomes obviously a doctor of the church. But very easily, a lot of times, our past infidelities will then cause us to wonder or question or not move correctly because we're concerned about them, we're worried about them. But we can't be. We've got to take the present day. I mean, that's why, I mean, you look at the kind of a famous saying that is, you know, yesterday is past, tomorrow is uncertain, but the present moment is in your hands. And so that's what we need to try to do, take advantage of the day itself. And so, yes, as we start off in this new calendar year, there's so many different resolutions, different things that we think about. As I mentioned yesterday, make sure that your soul is the first resolution that you take, something toward your soul. And even if that's the only resolution you take, fine. Do something to make a difference in your spiritual life, for you to grow in the grace of God. And in a way, we have to look at that in terms of the law of God demands that from us. It obliges us to that. And not just for 2018, but it's for all of our life. But if for us, we just sit back kind of nonchalantly and it's like, yeah, it is what it is. How do we know we will have more time? How do we know we will gain final perseverance at the end of our life? I mean, if that's what you show to God during your life, I mean, certainly God's not going to have any obligation to give you the gift of final perseverance if that's what you show. No sense of urgency, no sense of nothing for you. And too often many souls are like that. Maybe they think that we'll have that deathbed conversion, I don't know. As I say, we're not promised another day in our life. And so therefore, why do we take that chance? Laziness? We don't really care. We don't see a point to it. I mean, that's what we have to ask ourselves the question as, yes, we start this new calendar year. We need to redeem the time that is given to us. And as I say, that is the present day. That is the present time to us. Yes, we have to be sorry for our past sins, certainly. But we can't let them weigh us down to where we cannot move forward because of them. And then the worry about the future, it's in God's hands. Take each day as it comes to you and trying to live pleasing to God and not worry about the future events. Again, it's a trick that the devil can utilize for a lot of souls a lot of times. The worries, the concerns about what's going to happen. Well, again, that's all in God's hands. Whatever happens, God permitted. Granted, we got to do what we need to do. We need to take care of what we need to take care of, yes. But kind of the worry over whether the past sins or the future events that happen, it's how the devil leads us astray from what we need to be taking care of, and that's the moment, the present moment. So let us pray for these graces. Now you think about when souls go to confession. In order to receive absolution, they must have two things. Sorrow for their sin, certainly. But then amendment of life. Are they going to change their life? And I think that's where we have to reflect and to see for us. Again, not worrying about his past sins or the future events, taken care of here and now. What do I need to do at the present moment to be in God's grace if I'm not? What do I need to do in the present moment to stay in God's grace if I have the benefit of being in God's grace now? What do I need to avoid? What do I need to stay away from? Who do I need to stay away from? I mean, these are the reflections that we must make at this time. But as I say, it's a grace from God to be given the gift of final perseverance, but we must pray for it. We must ask God for that grace for our soul. And ask for it now. Ask for it at this beginning of a year. And then do everything you can to try to gain it from God. And what do I mean by that? Living a life pleasing to God, that he will reward us with that, because as we lived our life, yes, so we will die. And so now is the time for us. This is what St. Paul exhorts us. He tells us, now is the time to redeem your life. And as I mentioned, just as our Lord came into this world specifically to redeem us, it is not automatic. We must work toward that. So as I say, pray for those graces from Almighty God. Ask for that gift of final perseverance so that our last step will lead us to our reward. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.